Daniil said, "I will order that done, partner Elijah." Their own dinner table was set when they arrived, the plates steaming with a dark brown soup in which diced meat was bobbing, and in the center a large roast fowl was ready for the carving. Daniil spoke briefly to the serving robot, and with smooth efficiency, the two places that had been set were drawn to the same end of the table. As though that were a signal, the opposite wall seemed to move outward, the table seemed to lengthen, and Gladia was seated at the opposite end. Room joined to room and table to table so neatly, but for the varying pattern in wall and floor covering and the differing designs in tableware, it would have been easy to believe they were all dining together in actual fact. "There," said Gladia with satisfaction. "Isn't this comfortable?"
"Quite," said Bailey.
He tasted his soup gingerly, found it delicious, and helped himself more generously.
"You know about Agent Gruer?"
Trouble shadowed her face at once, and she put her spoon down.
"Isn't it terrible? Poor Hannes."
"You use his first name. Do you know him?"
"I know almost all the important people on Solaria. Most Solarians do know one another, naturally."
"Naturally, indeed," thought Bailey. "How many of them were there, after all?" Bailey said, "Then perhaps you know Dr. Altim Thule. He's taking care of Gruer."
Gladia laughed gently. Her serving robot sliced meat for her and added small browned potatoes and slivers of carrots.
"Of course I know him. He treated me."
"Treated you when?"
"Right after the trouble. About my husband, I mean."
Bailey said in astonishment,
"Is he the only doctor on the planet?"
"Oh, no."
For a moment, her lips moved as though she were counting to herself.
"There are at least 10, and there's one youngster I know of who's studying medicine, but Dr. Thule is one of the best. He has the most experience." "Poor Dr. Thule."
"Why poor?"
"Well, you know what I mean. It's such a nasty job being a doctor. Sometimes you just have to see people when you're a doctor and even touch them. But Dr. Thule seems so resigned to it, and he'll always do some seeing when he feels he must. He's always treated me since I was a child and was always so friendly and kind, and I honestly feel I almost wouldn't mind if he did have to see me. For instance, he saw me this last time."
"After your husband's death, you mean?"
"Yes. You can imagine how he felt when he saw my husband's dead body and me lying there."
"I was told he viewed the body," said Bailey.
"The body, yes, but after he made sure I was alive and in no real danger, he ordered the robots to put a pillow under my head and give me an injection of something or other, and then get out. He came over by jet."
"Really? By jet?"
"It took less than half an hour, and he took care of me and made sure all was well. I was so woozy when I came to that I was sure I was only viewing him, you know, and it wasn't till he touched me that I knew we were seeing, and I screamed. Oh, poor Dr. Thule. He was awfully embarrassed, but I knew he meant well."
Bailey nodded.
"I suppose there's not much use for doctors on Solaria."
"I should hope not."
"Well, I know there are no germ diseases to speak of,